to Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
A nice, warm day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, wherever you are out there. I hope it's not too hot. I think that we're going to have maybe record-setting what it feels like, heat today, with the combination of heat and humidity. But it's still going to be okay to do a little gardening, do a few things that we need to do. There's some important things going on out there, especially related to trees, and we'll talk about that. A lot of things popping up that are scaring people, and we'll get into that. We'll talk on the phone. We've already got calls coming in, so I'll go to the phones pretty quick and go back and forth and work my stuff in. The telephone number for you is the same as always, just one number you need to know. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Those of you new to the show, it's a gardening show, landscaping show, environmental show, pest control show, anything related to any of that. Human health, we get into a fair amount. Anything you'd like to discuss, and everything we talk about is from a natural, organic standpoint. We've been doing this approach now for a long time. The evidence is continuing to build. We're even learning more and more. It seems like the more we learn, the simpler the program gets, actually, and people are having great success, lots and lots of production, and having more fun with their gardening and landscaping and everything. The people that that recommend the synthetic high nitrogen fertilizers and the toxic pre-emergents and other herbicides and pest control poisons and everything are just, you know, behind the times. There's just no reason to use any of those products anymore. They'll throw out the critics, throw out that we don't have research behind the things that we recommend. That's total nonsense. If you go to DirtDoctor.com, or even better, to TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, you can find that everything we talk about, every category, has research behind it. One of the things I'm looking into right now, doing a little bit more research, is on why some of the things that we do work so well. And lo and behold, we're running into all kind of evidence that's out there that's been around and continuing to mount. Some of the things that you hear me talk about the most, like the sick tree treatment and how that works, and a big part of the sick tree treatment, it's not the whole answer, but a part of the sick tree treatment is to use cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal. And boy, it's amazing how much the critics try to jump on that there's no research behind it. They don't really argue that it doesn't work. They argue that there's no research behind it. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Related to some human health things going on. Well, in this case, and the other thing too, there is scientific research behind it. And if you want, we're going to be putting, I just sent Maggie some things to add to the website, and I've just stumbled into there being a whole bunch more on this thing called systemic acquired resistance, SAR. It's been around for a while. There's been a lot of scientific research on it. Systemic acquired resistance, or systemic induced resistance. In other words, when you put something into you have an input going into the tree's health, the systemic acquired resistance is what the tree can do on its own when it has a pathogen hit it, and what it can do to turn its health around. And guess what's talked about in some of that research that's on the internet? Cornmeal. So we'll get into that. We'll talk about it more, and we'll have it on the website for you. It's not voodoo. It is the real science about how plants can given the right conditions, take care of themselves. The mystery photo is up. It's a little different. It's not a close-up. It's an overall picture because I thought that was more important for this particular plant than a close-up. So take a look at it on dirtdoctor.com. Be the first to identify the mystery photograph, either by calling me, telling Mary Rose, and coming on the air with me if you want to. Being the first to do that, you win a couple of things. One is a gift from Espoma, the company that sponsors the mystery photograph and also the SPCA report. They provide an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. It goes great, by the way, along with the Garrett juice and the other things that we recommend. Just you get tremendous response from the liquid Espoma products. They make great dry products, too. But the liquid particularly goes well mixed with some of the other liquid things that we recommend. They blend together, have a real synergistic effect on your plants, especially bringing plants into flower, if you're interested in that part of it. Let's see, the SPCA report real quickly, it stays the same. They're not open. You have to set up an appointment for an adoption. There's just a really good-looking dog featured this week. It's Cody, handsome, elderly, 9 years old, not too bad. Large hound, retriever, lab mix, short hair, smooth tan, white chest, got a little bit of coloration like our Nelly does, as a matter of fact. Cody looks like a great one. So just go to our website and SPCA report, the button, SPCA button there. Click on it. It tells you about the website and how to contact the SPCA and set up an appointment. I would assume that that's that way across the country, not just here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And as always, we recommend supporting the rescue organizations, whichever ones that you deal with. My tea, real quickly, a little different because I had forgotten that last week I peeled a whole lot of ginger. Then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to put half of it in a container in the refrigerator and save it and see if it's just as good the next week, which I did. I almost forgot about it, but I stumbled into it this morning. And so I thought, well, to really see whether that's going to work well, let's just do ginger and a little honey, and that's it for the tea. And so I cut it up. It was probably a heaping tablespoon after I cut it up of the ginger, a week old, kept in the refrigerator. And it's good. It's really good. It's got just as good, strong flavor. So a little tip for you that you can do that. And the advantage of that, and the reason that I did it is that depending on the weather probably and how old the ginger roots that you bought or if you grew them yourself were when you first started the process, they will go downhill fairly quickly at some point. And what it does, the ginger root starts to shrivel up a little bit and lose size. And it's probably still beneficial to a degree, but it really does lose a lot of its value and a lot of its flavor. So keeping it in the refrigerator, if you have some extra, and that may go for it before it's peeled. Mine was already peeled, and I cut it. And by the way, I peeled ginger with a spoon. If you've never tried that, you just take the spoon and scrape the skin off with a small spoon. Works really, really well, and you get all of the good part of the ginger that way. Don't waste anything hardly at all. Well, I'll tell you what, since Robert called in so early this morning, I'm going to see what he's up to first here, and maybe we'll have time here in Austin, Texas. Hey, Robert. Robert, are you with me?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Well, we have a huge live oak in our backyard, mm-hmm. and we're organic. We do regular organic fertilizer and cornmeal and molasses. The tree has been very, very healthy. And I understand the difference between oak wilt symptoms, and these are not.
Okay.
But the leaves on the glossy side are developing orange, rusty orange spots at various places across the leaf, no particular place. And underneath, dark spots, maybe a 16th of an inch in diameter, and about maybe 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 15 or 1 out of 8, what, every occasional leaf on the tree develops this. The leaf drops off and then just goes dead. But the one that drops off seems to be regularly replaced by new growth. So from a distance, the tree looks healthy.
Right. Robert, I didn't time it very well. Can you hold with me? Because this is a great way to start, because it's exactly what I was going to get into about not only oaks, but some elms and everything. Can you stay with me through the break?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be right back in a minute, and we'll talk and won't be rushed at all. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Right, Howard back with you, and we're going to get back visiting with Robert in Austin about his live oak. So I think you got a couple of things going on there, Robert. I'm seeing this on a lot of different trees, not just oaks, but the American elms in Dallas here in some places. People are really getting scared because they're brown and really looking terrible. I think you probably have a little bit of what's called oak leaf blister. The rusty looking stuff probably is rust. It's a fungal disease. And, you know, just somebody sent me a post oak the other day, had little round brown spots all over it. And that's a leaf fungal disease. And all these things, I think, are a result of all of the heavy rain that we had early in the season. And then that was followed up by it getting really, really hot and humid. So I think what you're dealing with is cosmetic. It's hitting some trees more than other trees, but I don't think it's any real serious kind of thing. It's good that you understand the difference in the oak wilt symptoms. It's really easy to identify on the live oak because you got that veinal necrosis. The veins turn brown, as you know. But I think what you're dealing with there is probably more than one fungal disease. You could just ignore it, and with your organic program that you've got going on, I think it would turn around and the plant would be fine long term. If you want to be proactive about it, you could spray cornmeal juice on the plant. You could spray one of the hydrogen peroxide products or make your own spray by mixing hydrogen peroxide into the Garrett juice mixture and spraying it. The Pure Grow Disease Stop product, which is cinnamon and clove, would work real well too. But all that's going to be doing is shutting down the systems that are the symptoms that are caused by the weather issues.
So is there any particular value in getting the dead leaves up? Or are they potentially a source of reinfection?
Well, you know, people talk about that a lot around Futenia and roses and trees of various kinds and everything. I've never been that concerned about it. I think that, you know, the pathogens are around whether you leave those leaves on the ground or not. If it makes you feel better, you can vacuum them up or sweep with a shop vac or sweep them up with and you know, physically put them in the compost pile. I wouldn't have any issue at all with them becoming part of the compost, and I would be so cavalier if it were happening on my trees to just leave them on the ground.
Those leaves are all in the bushes and plants around the garden. It would be a real job to get them out.
I wouldn't worry about it. If you want to do something proactive, the hydrogen peroxide might be something interesting to do. One of the things that I stumbled into that was pretty delightful to run into in this hardcore research that I was talking about earlier, this induced resistance type stuff. I'm reading through all this detail of really, really heavy-duty, detailed scientific experiments that were done and everything. And all of a sudden, they start mentioning hydrogen peroxide in this research, not using it, not spraying it on the plant, but that when the plant does this natural process, it produces hydrogen peroxide bursts within the leaves. It's part of how the plant is solving the problem for itself. And you can do that with this thing that I recommend all the time, the sick tree treatment. I would assume if you're organic and you've been listening for a while, you've got the flare of your live oak dramatically exposed. You can do the rest of the sick tree treatment if you haven't already done it. It sounds like you've already done at least part of it, but the most important part is the exposure of the base of the tree, and that sets up the situation where the tree starts this process of helping itself, and that's why trees are so incredibly easy to get healthy again with the program that we recommend. So I think what you can send me pictures and I'll look and see if I see anything else, but I think we're dealing with a cosmetic issue that I'm seeing around all over the place.
Just real quick, how would I apply the hydrogen peroxide treatment? I mean, this is a really big tree. Is it just on the trunk and ground underneath?
Or if you do the ground underneath and the trunk and the foliage on the bottom of the tree is as high as you can go, and the sprayer that I would recommend that's the most economical, if you don't want to hire somebody that has a power sprayer that can spray the whole tree, it's called the trombone sprayer. And the best one on the market, I wrote a column about it for the Dallas Morning News a few weeks ago. It's called the Hudson Trombone Sprayer.
I have one.
Okay. Well, that's the best way to go. And hydrogen peroxide, just the regular hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store mixed 50-50 with water is the simplest solution, the way to use it. If you mix it 50-50 with ready-to-use Garrett juice mixture, it will work even better because you get the foliar feeding benefit of the hydrogen peroxide of the Garrett juice as well as the disease help from the hydrogen peroxide.
Great. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Send me some pictures also. It'd be good for me to not only see it and make sure I don't see something else, but also to accumulate these things and get them on the website so people can use them to identify the problems they may be running into.
Happy to do that. Now, direct to your telephone, or is there a process on the website?
Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com is the simplest thing to do. You can also, some people have a little trouble with it, but it's pretty simple to use the Ask Howard feature on dirtdoctor.com. You can use either method.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. I appreciate it. Thanks for being our leadoff hitter. And, let's see. Let me go to the next call here, and it would be Mary in Dallas. Mary, my timing is once again terrible. Can you wait with me through the break?
Oh, sure.
Okay, hang on. I really am good at my timing here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you're not familiar with this thing we call the sick tree treatment, it's the most important thing that I talk about. Having the trees planted at the right height is the most important part of the sick tree treatment, but the rest of the process is explained under guides on the homepage. It's basically to aerate the root zone and then put out all the organic amendments. Well, we'll talk more about all that right after this.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp?
The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green, that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems, and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Mary in Dallas. Hey, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, I need some advice on my Caryopteris shrubs. They're about 2 years old, and I bought them at a native nursery in Dallas. I bought them because they're supposed to be very drought tolerant, and I have this long driveway strip. It's very hot on the south side, and it's a gravel driveway. But they're just not doing well. Some of the branches are dying off. I did call the nursery and ask them what I should do, because they're supposed to be very drought tolerant. I didn't water them much, and they said to start watering them more in the heat. And I did that, but I thought, well, you would know. So,
well, we're going through kind of interesting times, and it's like we were talking about the tree issues. With the first caller, we had a huge amount of rain. We had great soil moisture. The plants got spoiled, if you will, with tremendous amounts of water and everything. And then when it got hot, it got really hot. And I think any plant, any perennial, any shrub, if it could vote on what it had, it would not vote to be like other than cactus plants and things like that. The plant would vote to have some direct sun during part of the day, and during the hottest part of the day is a little bit of filtered light or something like that. So I think your issue is probably a combination of the really hot weather, but the direct sun the whole time. So a little bit of a shade would probably help. The plants will probably come out of it. You can spray with fish and seaweed, compost tea, or the whole Garrett juice mixture or something like that from time to time, and it will help buffer that a little bit.
Okay, so I do have fish emulsion. Can I use that on them? Would that help them?
I think so. I do it. Label directions are a little bit more diluted than it recommends on the label. And if you can, add some liquid seaweed to it and a little bit of liquid molasses and a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and you've created Garrett juice. That's what it is, and it'll help.
Your Garrett juice. I always have it on hand, so maybe that would help it.
Oh, I think it'd help it a lot. Use it at the recommended rate, or like I said, just a little bit more diluted because of the intense hot weather. And you can add some of that fish to it as well, make it even more powerful, but just don't overdo it. Do a fairly mild version of it, and I think it'll really help your plants.
One more thing. I've had two different answers about the nursery. They fertilize the Caryopteris. I've read that don't fertilize them because they won't flower well. So I'm kind of confused about that.
Well, you can over-fertilize native plants and create some problems, but you need, with the organic program, you know, we're not really creating any problems. If you're using high nitrogen synthetic stuff or the ridiculous recommendation of a all nitrogen fertilizer, I would agree with what they said. You'd shut it down.
Yeah.
But when you're using the mild organic fertilizers that have this natural slow release with the entire product, it's not causing a problem at all. But like I said, just rather than using the full recommended rates, you know, in dry fertilizer, I recommend across the board 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Cut it back to 10 to 15 pounds. You know, just cut it back a little bit and cut the liquid fertilizer treatments like we were talking about back a little bit too. And not only will you not see a problem from that, you'll see great benefit.
Yeah, because I've had them for 2 years, and I'm kind of disappointed. They just haven't been very pretty. You know, I bought them for the pollinators, and they're a beautiful shrub, but I've been having, in the spring when they come out, they're really pretty, but as the heat hits, they start having a lot of problems.
I've tried that plant a little bit, and I've had mixed luck with it. Just give it a little bit more tender, loving care like we were talking about there, even though it's supposed to be, you know, this tough, extremely durable plant. Giving it a little bit of what we talked about, I think, will help you a lot, and it'll do well.
Okay, I'll try. I'm almost ready to take them out, but I'll give it.
Don't give up yet, because we're about to get into some cooling weather, and I think you may see some dramatic improvement in the plants.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Let's talk to, well, I did something again that I didn't mean to do. Let's see if I can hit the right button here. Carl, Farmers Branch, Texas, is next up. Hey, Carl.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
So far, so good. Neighbors having some trouble with brown patch. The horticultural ground cornmeal, is that the preferred mix?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a confusing name. What we're actually putting out for the brown patch or take-all patch or gray leaf spot or any of the fungal diseases in turf is whole ground cornmeal. It's just that there's at least one company and maybe a couple of companies that are using the term horticultural cornmeal on their bags of whole ground cornmeal. Horticultural cornmeal is a term that I came up with years ago on a product that was nothing but the bran and the germ of the corn. But whole ground cornmeal means that the entire kernel is ground up. So you have the not only the bran and the germ, but you have the starchy endosperm inside the corn kernel. And that's probably what that is. I'm not positive, but it's probably what it is. Either one of those products will work well on those fungal diseases, though.
When you water that in, do you get it to just a kind of a damp, pasty level? Or
not watered in really well, and it the more it dissolves and goes into the soil, the better it'll help you. Plus, it'll attract birds and animals from eating some of it less if you water it in really well. It's not going to hurt anything if you don't water it in well, but it just works better if you do.
Okay. And then as to mosquito dunk in a water barrel, do you put, you know, about how much of one of those rings do you put in each week, or is it 2 or 3 weeks between doses?
That's a good question. I'm kind of experimenting around with it myself with my trap that I have. I need to put out more than one. I've got a 5-gallon bucket of water that I keep stagnant on purpose, and I just break off a piece about as big as my thumbnail every couple of weeks and toss it in. So I don't think you need a whole lot. BTI, the Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, the mosquito dunks or the mosquito bits, are very powerful and last a long time. They can even get completely dry and then get wet again and still be viable and effective.
Okay. I'm using about a quarter of a ring once a week.
Okay.
It seems to be working well, at least that amount.
That's plenty.
And on the compost, keeping it wet, you know those, quote, pre-root waterers that you jam into the ground? The trouble I have with compost is the water will run off the top. But with one of those pre-watering types, I can jam it in and very quickly get the inside of the compost pile wet so I don't have to run as much water on it.
That's okay. If you use them too often, there's a little bit of an issue of when you jam a probe like that down in the ground and that's blasting water in, you actually get a little bit of compaction of the soil around the probe, around the device. You see what I mean? So
only sticking it in the compost pile, not in the dirt.
Oh, in the compost? No, that'd be fine. And for everybody listening, when you stick those things in the ground, if you kind of wiggle them around and tear the hole as you're injecting in the ground, you won't have that possible compaction problem. But into the compost pile, no problem at all. That's great.
Yeah, I found that's the quickest way to keep the compost pile wet.
Oh, that's great. That's a good idea.
So anyway, thank you for everything, and I hope you have a good rest of August.
You too, Carl. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And we have a line that Carl just abandoned, 866-444-3478, Lewisville, Texas. Hello, Doris.
Hi, Howard. Good morning.
How's everything?
I hope it's good. I hope I'm right. I want to guess the mystery.
The mystery photograph of the day.
Yeah. Is that a cedar?
It's a good guess. It looks a little bit like a cedar, but it's what kind of a cedar do you think it is, Doris?
I would have guessed a red cedar.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid you're thinking about. It's close. That's our native. This is an introduced tree, so that's not quite right.
Well, it's a pretty tree.
Yeah, it's very beautiful structure. That's why I wanted to show it. In fact, it was showed to me by a friend that I met when we were helping them with another spectacular tree not too far from my office, and those are the biggest ones of those species, that species I've ever seen in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you come up with another guess, call us back. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, I have a question if you have a minute.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Our St. Augustine in the front, our house faces to the north, and we have St. Augustine in front and back. But in the front, we have every year these what appears to be like a little wild onion, has little white blooms on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about maybe 7 inches tall. That area, though, that they die down, as the weather warms up. But we can't. Our yard looks really bad in that whole area. Do you think they have anything to do with it?
Well, the that's one of two plants. It could be wild onion, or it could be, what's the name of it? There's a weed that's called crow poison. They look very similar. If you go,
you may be right on that, because I don't believe it's wild onion. I just think it does look a lot like it.
Well, if it's wild onion, when you pull it up or you stomp on it or whatever, it has a very strong onion smell. The crow poison does not. And the crow poison's a toxic plant. So you got on dirtdoctor.com, we've got a pretty good entry there that explains the difference, how you tell them apart. Both of them you get rid of the same way. They can't stand tender, loving care. They don't like compost and organic fertilizers and good watering treatments and everything like that. So just treat that area really well with the organic program, and they'll probably fade away.
Will do. Thank you so much.
I appreciate
it. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and that's where you can start to find all the things I recommend.
Good Natured. That's the name of an exceptional line of organic garden and landscape products consisting of fertilizer, pest control, weed control, and soil amendments. You can find Good Natured and other great natural organic products at Dirt Doctor destinations, in independent garden centers, and hardware stores. Good Natured creates products that are safe and simply work better in every way. Look for these great products in Dirt Doctor destinations, and to learn more, go to goodnaturedforall.com. That's goodnaturedforall.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth, and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433, or ulrichbarns.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as PureGrow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tray treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Doug, about that phone. All right, Howard, back with you. Let me see whose turn it is. It would be Walt in Rome, Georgia. Let's see if we can get Walt up. Good morning, Walt. What's up?
Good morning, Howard. How are you today, sir?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Great. I really love your show. I'm a newcomer. I've only been listening for about 2 years. I have got a weed that I have identified as oxalis.
Right.
And it's been just a little bit here and there in little small patches on my yard. And I notice now that it's taken over, and I'm wondering what I should do to eradicate it.
Well, it's a pretty easy one to get rid of, and there's a couple of ways to go. You can spot spray it if that wouldn't hurt other desirable plants in the same area with the organic contact-killing herbicides like the strong vinegars and the fatty acid products and the essential oil products like the PureGrow Weed Crush. You can also kill oxalis very effectively with a selective organic product, organic herbicide, called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. And it's the one that is potassium bicarbonate. It's actually baking soda base, I think, with cinnamon and some other herbs in it. And you wet the area down, the entire lawn area, if it's in turf, and you dust this material out, and it turns it yellow first and then turns it black and kills it and doesn't hurt the grass. So you can go either
okay.
way. Either way of that.
That'll kill crabgrass, too, at the same time.
It will kill crabgrass. In fact, the young fellow that invented it, that's what he invented it to control, was crabgrass. And then everybody discovered that it worked as well or better on clovers and vetches and oxalis like you have. And I used it to kill out a very large area of false strawberry that was growing at my place that I had just let get out of hand. So it's a very effective product if it's applied correctly. You've got to dust it out on the wet turf in a very fine dusting, and the device that it comes in the hard containers, the holes are too big. It doesn't work very well.
So I've heard you
come up with a different
that.
Way of dusting it out with a dusting miser or a turkey baster, or putting it in a sock or cheesecloth and shaking it out that way or something like that.
Yes, sir. I've heard you mention that a few weeks ago. All right, then. That's what I needed to know. And I can go ahead and use this 10 or 20% vinegar then, too.
10 or 20, will kill it dead as a doornail. But it'll hurt the other plants nearby, so just be very surgical with the spraying of it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. Enjoy your show. You have a great day.
Thank you, Walt. You too. Let's see what's up in Arlington. Hello, Ken.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Super. On this hydrogen peroxide mix stuff, is when you say it's a ground softener, do you mean that in a literal sense?
Yeah, it physically starts what's called the flocculation of the soil, which means that it just starts a softening process. It's a really interesting deal, because hydrogen peroxide is a microbe killer. That's why it works so well when you've cut your hand or whatever. You put the hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store on there, and it turns white and bubbles, and all, and the wound will heal much, much faster. But it's killing bacteria. It's killing things at that point. But the when you first apply it, it kills it first, and then it starts, because of its oxidizing ability, it starts the rebuilding of beneficial microbes, at least in the soil. Probably does the same thing on a cut on your hand, too. But doing it one time, it starts that softening, and it's pretty remarkable how much difference it'll make, especially in real hard clay soils or in a sandy soil that has been turned into a hard pan by plowing at the same depth over and over, some other way of damaging the soil.
Okay, but not in a foot trafficked area?
Oh, yeah, it would help there, too, you bet.
There? Okay.
All right, you bet.
Oh, yeah, and on your Nelly, your dog, climbs trees?
Yeah.
We've got a home, but it's a rabbit.
A rabbit that climbs trees?
Yeah, it's insane.
You got to send me pictures of that for sure.
We didn't have one, but I should try to get one.
Okay.
What's the best way to use my rabbit droppings?
One of the best organic fertilizers there is, Ken, it's llama and alpaca are in the same category of whatever the scientific difference is about those manure of those animals. It's already well buffered, and you can use it directly as an organic fertilizer without even composting it. So it's a great tool. Let me run on, Ken. I appreciate your call very much. Send me pictures of that tree climbing rabbit. I got to see that for sure.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you much.
Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back for a second hour. Phone calls are coming in like crazy. I'll try to get to as many of you as quickly as I possibly can. If I miss you getting your questions answered, go to dirtdoctor.com. Go to the library there, and everything's in alphabetical order. You can find about buying my books and my art and the online course at the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com. Tells you how it all works. It's all through the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.